Some strange pucks going in the net, their first three especially. I'm not sure if I can break it down for you. Like it's chances at the pucks at the net, we may at the end of the day like ours better than theirs. There'll be parts of that game, certainly in the second half, where it was played with the emotional level that you want it to be played with, but it won't change the score. So I'm not going to try to, that's the end result, but you feel good at 1-1, and I think you even down one feel good. And in the first two or three shifts in the start of the second, I thought, you know, we came out strong. And then at 3-1, they held it for a little bit and it got away from us. But I never felt, and I know that like in the bench and in the room, you feel every goal for sure. But there's certainly no quit. I mean, the more lathered, more intensity as the game went on, which is what you hope for.
Considering how reliable you're trying to get your guys to be, is there too much going on in the first 30 minutes of this game for your liking?
Yeah, there was more inexplicable parts that it goes up. Two of our guys, the first one of our guys, the second one. We take out our goalie on the third one we're controlling the pocket. You're never, ever going to hear me complain about Mark Stewart, who just plays too hard. He gets a bad break at the line, and then we've got three guys playing Zamboni and one guy late on the back check, and it's in your net. I'd like to see a little more calm sometimes, and at the same time, more lather at times, more of that intensity. So that's what we're working to. I believe it's there in a big bulk of them. But I think the emotions get amped a little bit in these games, and the intensity comes. So you do start to see some things that are out of the ordinary at times.
Paul, you talked about that quick goal the other night against LA.
Yeah.
Kind of being disconcerting. Did the one tonight also have a similar effect where it was scored just 38 seconds?
Yeah, I think so. And you feel that you have it, the play controlled. And that you cause the start of it and comes back down there into the ice, and then it's, again, off one of your guys, bounces off the ice, and Pav doesn't have a chance on that. So in so much as you ever control any part of a game, you'd like to think that you were where you wanted to be with that one.
What did Eric Tangrady show you to earn that extra ice time?
I liked his game last game. He didn't play a whole lot, and he was big down the walls. He was moving for the big – for and through their new, you had to put a bunch of pucks in deep and go back and get them at times, and I thought he did a really good job with that. He made some smart plays with the puck, and I like what he did.
What was Pavlik?
It was unfortunate in the net. To be great, you've got to be good and get some breaks, and I don't think he had a chance. Well, I know he didn't have a chance on the first three. The fourth is a play that's going back behind the net, and it's a laser. If he gets that one, there's as much luck as there is in positioning on that. I got no problem with him. I didn't take him out to do anything other than to hopefully calm the bench down, and he had seen enough.
He had like 28 or 29 shots in the last half of the game. Does that mean anything, or is that worth anything to you?
Well, it's going to be worth something tomorrow because it's the game we're trying to get to. That's the place we're trying to go. So I understand that that this is a journey, but there's a handful of things that have to become part of who we are and how we do it. I mean, we had, I think, 17 shots on our power play tonight. We scored two goals. So there's the template for what we're trying to do. We're not as effective as a team standing around the outside making six or seven passes to hit the seam, but we can get it to the net and do good things there. So. Yeah, I mean, the shots to the net are important. I think you're seeing that by, you want to make your plays, but there's not a lot of plays to be made most nights. The puck's got to go to the net. It's the idea is right.
Well, I think it was your third game here. You said, I think it was 1 o'clock start against the Oilers. You said you'd wish every game started at this time, but you had hinted that there was another time during the day that you didn't like.
Yeah, I haven't seen our schedule to know if that time's on there.
So it's not at 2 p.m.?
No. Like at the time of day, you're either playing an afternoon game or your night game. The ones in between I don't like. This one's fine. There shouldn't be a player that hates this. You know, for coach and staff, you've got your work done. Get up, get to the rink and play a game. Especially on the road, you love the afternooners on a road. That's the best time to have them. But there'll be no excuse made for the time of game for how the result.
Before the break, you tended to stay with the same line combinations. Yep. You now start to, because of necessity, start to shuffle with
yeah,
the
it's a function of losing a center iceman off your top two lines. I like Mike's, last game, wanted to get him in and see if he was comfortable there. He was. His face-offs are spectacular. You need those in the offensive zone. You have the comfort level in the defensive zone, but haven't loved some of the other combinations that I've seen in the past. So, yeah, I'm going to move those around.
Paul, this is a team that's faced a similar challenge in the last number of years and just come up a little bit short. And yeah. A lot of times gone through stretches like this where they look like they do a lot of things right, but it doesn't add up to anything.
Right.
Are you recognizing anything now that you're on the inside?
No. So that's a question for you to answer. Does the game look the same? I've asked that question. We have a real strong belief in how the way the game's going to be played here as this team grows and matures, and we're going to work really hard at staying on that. When I talked to you at the start of the year, we had two goals, start of my year, two goals here to make the playoffs. And to set in place a foundation of a game that we will play. And on the nights that you win, you feel like you're closer, like you're moving to the playoff position. And on the nights that you don't, you need to make sure that what you come back to the rink with it is how far off where we're going to get to are we? And look at the things that we're going, the direction that we're going at. We've got some issues off the rush a little bit. Most of what we've struggled with, I found coming out of the breaks, is what we're doing with the puck. And it's not all strange things that are happening. Some decisions are just the execution. And I can understand that for some players it's going to be a little tougher to get that execution just right. But I do feel strongly that we're moving in the direction we want to move. And there's going to be bumps in that. There's going to be times where it doesn't look like it. But I truly believe that they're a willing and eager group, and I'm still learning about them and how they are emotionally and when they need a bark and things like that. Those are all things that we'll learn together.
Hey, guys. Thank you.
Thanks.